Italians are winding up 2 days of voting in a nationwide referendum Monday that deals with issues ranging from nuclear energy, the privatization of water utilities, and whether government ministers can be exempt from attending trials against them. Beyond the legal questions, the referenda are being viewed by citizens and pundits as votes on Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's aptness to lead the governing coalition, which has seen strained relations between Berlusconi's PDL, People of Freedom Party, and Umberto Bossi's Northern League. We spoke with Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, asking him about the broader political ramifications of the vote.
There is a genuine feeling of fear about the nuclear energy issue. Most Italians do not like the idea of starting nuclear energy again. And most Italians don't like the idea of privatizing water. Water is a public good for them, and it wasn't just the left at all. On the contrary, a lot of centrist people and a lot of senior churchmen came out in favor of water as being a public good to be managed publicly. So those are real issues. The fourth issue, which was the legitimate impediment, so-called, in which ministers, above all the prime minister, don't have to turn up to their own trials, that was directed specifically at Berlusconi. But taken overall, the votes were about Berlusconi. The problems within the League are very much more issue-based. The League feels that they have had a raw deal supporting the government, and they have not had their full devolution and federalism. They have not had guarantees to stop immigration. They have had a war which they don't like. They're very much against the Libyan war, and they're rather against all the other foreign interventions. So inside the League, it's very much issue-based, not Berlusconi.